from our point of view, understanding that in 1865, Major General Gordon Granger marched into Galveston, Texas, to announce to the remaining 250 enslaved Africans that they were free 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. We feel that the Juneteenth celebration is a perfect example to bring the African American, the Caribbean community, and the African community together in unity, to surround ourselves with understanding what that freedom means to all of those entities. We need to be able to understand that we are African wherever we are in the world. That will bring us much closer together in order for us to be able to gain respect in the marketplace, respect in terms of our culture and tradition, and respect as a people of the world. To be able to, in my opinion, teach the world what man's humanity to man really means.
These days now, when you talk about emancipation, there are those who are arguing for the need for reparations. Where do you stand?
The Emancipation Proclamation was a business deal. It was signed by President Lincoln because of the commodities that were at risk, and that was cotton, rice, and the enslaved Africans. We were the commodity. And the Emancipation Proclamation was signed so that business could continue. We, by God's grace, came out from under the law of slavery, but slavery still exists. Many of us still have shackles on our mind and don't understand what our independence really means. That's a fact. But in terms of true independence, in terms of the emancipation versus reparations, I think that I would love for the United States of America, I would love for Britain, the United Kingdom, to pay us what they owe. That would be the right thing to do. Those of us that are fighting for reparations, we should continue to fight for that present. Whether it happens or not is another story. But we also must continue to build our own economics. We must continue to build our children for their future, irrespective of anyone or any government. It is about gaining economic freedom by rolling up our sleeves and working hard with each other to create circle of dollars in our community, to be able to exchange with one another economics and commerce.